Good morning and happy new year, everyone. It is wonderful to be here in this beautiful sanctuary. I hope you realize just how unique and gorgeous this sanctuary itself is, and how unique and gorgeous all of you are, and how good it is, what a gift it is to be here and to bring in the new year with all of you and with our living God, and to be invited to this table today is such a gift. Life is such a gift. So welcome, welcome. And if you are joining us on Zoom, we especially welcome you. If you are homesick, we are praying for you. For those who are not able to be here today, who had hoped to be here today, our prayers are with you and will continue throughout the new year. We invite you at home to have your Advent candles ready and join us when we together light the Christ candle. Know that as you light the Christ candle, there is nothing, no thing, nothing that can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. We'll celebrate this beautiful banquet table today, and really ought not this be at the heart and center of our entire life, never mind our first day of the new year. Please know that we will be taking prayer requests. There are index cards that you can use, and you can write them down, and an usher will make sure they get up here, and we will voice them if that is what you wish. Know that also the prayers in your hearts and deep, deep in the recesses of your heart and soul are placed there by God, so God already knows them. It is a matter of us becoming aware of what it is we pray for. We have a beautiful prayer ground here, which I just love that idea for children to be invited to come into the sanctuary, to be a part of this worship service, to be a part of the community, to know that they are our today and our tomorrow, and that they can come and be themselves and feel the love of God. There is a coffee hour. There's a special festive meal following the service today downstairs in the vestry. So we invite you to please come and join with us. So a warm welcome to everyone, and a blessed, happy, healthy, God-centered new year. Alleluia. I thought you were reading the psalm. You're not. She knows what she's doing. I'm glad she's chairing your search committee. I'm just a member here hanging out. She's like, nope, not moving. Let us read the Psalm 8. Womb of life, our sovereign, how exalted is your name in all the earth. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their course, what are we that you should be mindful of us? Those born of women, that you should seek us out. You have made us a little lower than God's very self. You adorn us with glory and honor. You give us mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under our feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. Womb of life in which we swim, our sovereign, how exalted is your name in all the earth. Blessed be, come, Holy Spirit, come. As we light our Christ candle this morning, joy, knowing also that hope and peace and love and joy all lead to the Christ. And so may the light of Christ be ignited in our hearts, in our community, in our world, and in our lives. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the responsive call to celebration. God said, "Let there be light."
And there was light.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Jesus said, "You are the light of the world."
And the light shall not be quenched.
Please rise in body or spirit for our hymn, "I Am the Light of the World."
Thank you.
Please join me in the opening prayer as we say together, Invisible God, you have revealed yourself to us in Jesus Christ, sharing your own spirit in communion with our spirit. As we come to worship, disclose yourself more fully as we hear your written word and pray in the spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. They are the promises stretching back into the dim recesses of time, yet as new as this very moment. When we lose our way, God searches for us until we are found. When we hurt others, God brings healing to all. When we sin, God forgives us. Let us hold these promises close to our hearts as we confess those things we try to hide, first in silence. Creator, restorer, ruler, we are prone to point the finger at others and to pervert justice by exaggerated charges. We want the rich to feed the hungry, but not to share from our own provisions. We prefer charity in principle, but in practice evade our duty even to our own kin. Some of us live in half-empty houses while there are families crowded into rooms too small for them, if they have rooms at all. Forgive our failure to live up to the best we know and to let the oppressed go free even after you have freed us. Amen. Friends, hear the good news.
Our faith is not built on human wisdom, but on the power of God.
Friends, believe the good news.
We hear the good news in Jesus Christ. We have been restored.
May the peace of Christ be with all of you. I invite you now to stand and greet one another with a little bit of distance and yet closeness in heart. You can bow in recognition of Namaste. The light in me recognizes the light in you. The Christ in me recognizes the Christ in you, or a simple gesture of peace. Let us rise and greet one another with the peace of Christ.
As I was given God's peace, I was told I was reading too slow by my children, so I'm going to make sure that I read appropriately. The Christian scripture reading this morning comes from the Revelation to John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her beloved. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, the home of God is among the woman born. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's peoples, and selfsame God will be with them. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Grief and weeping and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated upon the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." The one also said, "Write, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then the one said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the thirsty from the spring of the water of life freely." And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. "You are the lights of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And continuing in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 40, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you, a stranger, and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me.'" May God bless the reading of these his holy words.
Will you please pray with me? Holy One, Sovereign One, Beloved who loves us, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts truly be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, those two scriptures that were so powerfully and beautifully read this morning by Janice are the whole sermon. They're right there. Everything in those two scriptures. If you want to hear a really good sermon, go home and read these again and again and again. They are here as we start our new year. The good news is that there will be a new heaven. There will be a new earth. Tears will be wiped away. And we, my friends, my beloveds, have one foot in heaven and one foot here on earth. The kingdom of heaven, the reign of God, has already come and is here, surely hidden, but here. And yet, the pain and the suffering of the world prevail. But fear not, for God has overcome the world through Jesus Christ, through the spark of divinity, through the profound grace of communion. If you want to hear a really good sermon this morning, go home and meditate on these scriptures. There is not much I can say to add to these words, but only the life that I live and only the light that I seek to give can point to these, can point, it's the finger pointing to the moon, because these are words from God. We are on the precipice of a new beginning, and yet we are in the midst of eternity. We are not in a dualistic culture as God would, as the world would have us think of either or, here or then. It is all now in this one moment. Eternity, the reign of God, is here, present in this one moment. And yet, we as human beings need markers. We need also very much, I need very much, to reflect on where I have been, what I have done, what I haven't done, what I've left undone, which keeps me up at night, and what it is that I seek to do and be in the new year. The good news is that we can turn to the Holy Spirit and say, God, Holy One, show me what to do today. Holy One, show us what to do today. Holy One, be in us today. Holy One, be in this congregation today. We can write journals. I have journals since the third grade. I have a library of reflecting. And yet I start at this one moment in time. Not what has been, not what I've done or have left undone, not what I'm grasping anxiously for in the future, and God knows I have an anxious heart. But right here, right now, with each and every one of you beautiful souls, both present on Zoom and far beyond, this is the moment we have. And yet, we do make resolutions, and yet, we do break resolutions, and yet, we have a God of grace and glory. There's one thing the world is forgetting when the clock strikes 12. Thy will be done, O God. Thy kingdom come, O God. Show us the way. I'd like to quote from a Tibetan priest, Zen teacher and master, Karen Mazen Miller, and she offers us a few words to help us all at the start of this new year and to start it off right. The new year is a powerful time of our lives, and by that I mean our practice and how we live. Through no effort of our own, that's really important, through no effort of our own, we arrive at a point of culmination. This is a point of culmination. A moment of reflection and renewal in this span between what we think of as the old and the new, regret can certainly stir. We may be more aware of our own stubborn habits and shortcomings, i.e., our humanity, our losses, and the never-ending ache of unfulfillment. Another year gone, and all those things that we were going to do, all those changes we were going to make. An otherwise teacher once said, It is impossible not to do your best. And I would interject, you have done your best. You don't just think it's your best. See, that's the difference. Every moment arises pure and perfect from conditions as they are and where you are, from you as you are. Our judgment alone, our ego mind, distinguishes best from less, gain from loss, new from old. Again, that dualistic thinking that is anything but the oneness of life. Judgment alone separates us from the fulfillment we think lies just beyond the precipice of time. And so I seize this moment to wish us all profound blessings in this moment and in the moments to follow. I wish you less of what you can live without, more of what you've always really deep down wanted. Less anger, less quickness to anger, less greed, more open-mindedness, less judgment, less doubts, less cynicism, and less of the pain and confusion all of those create. We often create our own suffering. I wish us all less hurry, less fear, more of the compassionate love that can only arise in the absence of fear. Hand your fear over to Christ. I would wish you all more time, but you already have it. It only takes one nanosecond, one moment to transform your life, a moment of undefiled, non-judgmental awareness, a moment of being awake, a moment of practice. Everything and everywhere is new again. Behold, God has created a new heaven and a new earth. Can you not perceive it? Only you, your heart and your mind, can make it so. But I will wish it just the same. Your best new year ever. Now, I know we are besieged with resolutions and reflecting back and looking forward, but again, I beg of you, I beg of me, I beg of us to remember that we as a faith community don't just look for deep down will, but we look for God's will. We ask for God's desires for us. We ask for God's direction for us. In Psalm 139, we ask God to search us and know us and see if there be any wicked way in us, and okay, forgive us and lead us in the way everlasting. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill, a light on a lamppost that cannot be hidden. The only thing I know that God is asking of us in 2023 is to let your light so shine that others give God glory. I want what she's having. I want what he's having. Where can I find it? Well, you might want to come to First Church in Natick. I'm just saying. I invite you to resolve your relationships, most especially those that are broken inside, where you felt you have betrayed yourself, not just betrayed others. Invite Christ into that place and know you are loved, you are forgiven, you are beautiful in God's sight. And then that beautiful advice from Jesus. If you want to see the face of God and live, feed the hungry. And might I add, that includes feeding the really hungry places in you and then in others. Clothe the naked. Visit the sick if you really want a gift. It is a profound honor to sit with one who is passing from this life to the next. Welcome the stranger, and in so doing, realize that there are no strangers. Oh my gosh, we are actually related, and science will prove that someday. And wait till you hear where we came from. I just love it. We are invited, my dear friends, to come to this table of Jesus Christ just as we are. COVID, no COVID. Pajamas, clergy robe, or clergy robe with pajamas underneath. Come just as you are and feel the light of Christ ignite your heart. Come to this table to receive. Drop your resolutions. Now, where else are you going to hear that? You don't have to make any resolutions. Just be resolved to get yourself to Jesus Christ. Be resolved to come to this table. Be resolved to be in a community of faith. Be resolved to be the light of the world. We, as a faith community, are given grace upon grace upon grace. May this truly be a grace-filled, blessed, God-centered, love-serving new year. Alleluia and amen. At this time, I invite you to rise in spirit or body as you are able and join in This Is a Day of New Beginnings, hymn number 414. day of new beginnings, my beloved friends. This is the table of our Lord, in which you are invited to come and partake and taste and see that God is good, really good, that God is God. On that last night when he was still in his body, Jesus gathered with his disciples around that table. And he took the bread at that Sabbath meal, which he did every Sabbath. But this night, he said something different. He said, "Come, take, eat. This is my body broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins, for life itself. So come, take, and eat in memory of me." In like manner, Jesus took the cup. And he poured it. And he didn't have to wear a lavalier. And he lifted the cup and he said, "This is my life energy. This is my blood. This is my very being given for you. So come and take and drink of this cup as often as you wish in memory and in presence with me." And so we minister with and to one another as we offer one another this cup. So I invite you to come forward, to come forward as you are ready, and to have our two deacons help serve communion, and to play some music for us. That would be great. Take it back and wait until we all receive together. Please come forward. Here's gluten-free as well. Yes. Thank you. We eat this bread and drink this cup together in communion with one another and with our Lord Jesus Christ. Come, taste, and see that God is good. May these elements transformed by the love of Christ transform us and renew us. Thanks be to God for this holy meal that shall feed us for as long as it needs to. I invite you to join with me in prayer. If you have prayer requests that you would like known, yes? Oh, good. Thank you.
Prayers for all families who have estrangement and mental health issues help all to continue to make connections and understand each other's challenges. Also, pray for Ukraine and its people with their ongoing challenges. And then another came in just now. We have a prayer request for our sister-in-law's brother, Brian. This comes from Dave and Diane Newcomb. So their brother-in-law, their sister-in-law's brother, Brian, who has been in the hospital for 4 days with heart complications.
God, hear our prayers. Are there any prayers or celebrations, concerns, or joys that you would like to share and lift up this morning? I know you usually write them down, but I invite you. Yes, Robin. God be with them. Thank you for lifting them up in prayer. Any others? Yes.
So last night on the CRT, the church had a booth where people wrote New Year's wishes, and there were probably several hundred wishes made, and I have no idea what most of them all were, but I'd like to sort of lift up some prayers for those wishes that people get what they need.
Thank you. Yes, indeed, we lift those up and ask God to bless them and give each person what is absolutely best for them. Thank you. Others. I lift up Katie, who is suffering from mental illness and is being searched for in New York, and just pray that Jesus Christ finds her. I invite you to pray with me now. God, Lord of all creation, maker of a new heaven and a new earth, break forth like the dawn into our hearts, that we not depend merely on outer circumstances, but that we keep one foot in heaven while standing also here on earth, and know that love ultimately always wins. Lover of life and of everything and everyone, please help us to love in our very small way what you love so infinitely and everywhere. We thank you that we can offer just this one prayer, and that will be more than enough, because in reality, everything and everyone is connected and nothing stands alone. To pray for one part is really to pray for the whole, and so we do, O God. Help us each day to stand for love and healing, for the greater good, for the diverse unity of the beautiful body of Christ and all creation and this earth itself. Because we know that this is what you desire, as Jesus prayed, that all may be one. We offer our prayer together with all the holy names of God offered around the world. And we offer this prayer together in the name of Christ our Lord, who taught each of us and all of us together to pray. Our divine parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And before our final hymn, you have an invitation to come forward and to light a candle. There's what we call in the Jewish tradition a servant candle at each table. And to take a light, and I will begin, from Christ, and know that it is Christ's light. And come forward during the singing of our hymn, and the words will be up there so you can follow along even as you come forward. And light your light. Light this light as a reminder of the spark of divinity that is in each of you, the spark of divinity that is in each of us, the light of Christ which will overcome the world. And if you are not able to come forward, let us bring a candle to you. Just raise your hand and we would be delighted to come forward and light your candle. And so I invite you to rise now and join in our closing hymn, Jesus, the Light of the World. And in so doing, please come forward and light your candle.
Thank you. know that those who are not with us or who are with us in spirit or in our hearts, we light the light of Jesus in their hearts and in the heart of the world. And now, people of God, take this light into your heart. Be the light in this world, because a light does shine in the darkness, and darkness has not and shall not overcome it. Alleluia, praise be to God, and happy, blessed New Year. Amen and amen.
Invited to join us downstairs in the vestry for some a light supper. Or also, we are invited to ring the church bell, not as a sign that service is beginning, but as a sign that our service out in the world is just beginning. So is there someone who would staff the bell? David was going to. Do I have a volunteer who would... Thank you. I knew you were going to. Thank you. So follow this wonderful man and help ring in the new year. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen.